browser session hijacking, email routing phishing, Instagram alert panic. The article highlights several major cybersecurity incidents reported in the third edition of the month, focusing on phishing attacks, social engineering, and data exposure affecting major digital platforms and financial services. A significant rise in Facebook phishing scams was observed in the latter half of 2025, driven by the sophisticated browser-in-the-browser, BitB, technique. Attackers create fake login pop-ups that closely replicate Facebook's authentication window, including realistic URLs, making detection difficult even for cautious users. These campaigns often use emails impersonating law firms and legal notices, redirecting victims to malicious meta-captcha pages to enhance credibility and steal credentials at scale. Microsoft has warned users about phishing attacks exploiting email routing gaps. Cybercriminals misuse weak DMARC and SPF configurations, along with misconfigured MX records, allowing malicious emails to appear as internal communications. Due to complex email routing, DMARC enforcement, and SPF hard fails may not trigger properly, enabling spoofed emails with identical sender and recipient addresses to reach inboxes. Experts recommend strict DMARC policies, SPF, hard fails, and proper configuration of legacy mail systems and filters. Instagram users in India experienced widespread panic after receiving password reset emails. Meta clarified that the incident resulted from a technical bug rather than a data breach. At the same time, a dataset circulating on the dark web containing Instagram-related information was linked to data scraping activity from 2024, not the recent alerts. Meta confirmed that no user accounts were compromised. Betterment disclosed a customer data breach caused by an employee being deceived into sharing login credentials for a third-party platform. Attackers used identity impersonation and social engineering instead of technical exploits. While customer accounts remained protected, sensitive personal data such as names, contact details, addresses, and dates of birth were accessed. Customers were advised to remain alert to suspicious communications as investigations continue.